Dylan Roses is a 16-year-old involved in school and football at Sauk Rapids High School. Until recently, he received news that he needs a kidney transplant. Family and friends in his community have come together to show their support and raise funds for the transplant. Shannon Westgard is Dylan's aunt and explains more about his condition.
Dylan has end-stage renal disease, and he was diagnosed with that on September 17th. Dylan is 16, and he goes to Sauk Rapids High School. He used to play football. He is only allowed right now to go to school 3 hours a day because they don't want him to exert himself with the dialysis. He's a pretty laid-back person. He doesn't like attention drawn to him. He's doing pretty good as far as all the bad news.
To help Dylan's family prepare for the transplant-related expenses, a national charity is guiding the family in fundraising. Westgard has been named the community coordinator for the efforts.
Right now, we're just in the process of starting fundraising efforts with the support of CODA, which is short for Children's Organ Transplant Association. They help with the transplant-related expenses. And we are doing a benefit for him and doing some fundraising to help with the cost. The cost is probably going to be about $30,000.
The family also needs to pay for travel expenses to drive from their home in Rice to the University of Minnesota campus. This is so Dylan can receive dialysis treatment and eventually a new kidney. Westgard talks about how to make donations and the next steps before the transplant.
In honor of Dylan, we put together a website for him, and that is www.CODA4DylanR.com. We are looking for a living donor willing to donate a kidney for Dylan as well.
Westgard says the U of M will also make sure donors are eligible to give a kidney, and the Children's Organ Transplant Association will help with expenses. For a link to Dylan's website or more information on donating a kidney, visit kvsc.org/news. Reporting for KVSC, I'm Karina Borash.